Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, Doing What a Practitioner is Supposed to Do, by a Practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Doing What a Practitioner is Supposed to Do, by a Practitioner in China. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 1996, and have since embraced the Falun Dafa principles and standards, letting go of self. Master said, quote, Dafa disciples, you are golden light in the mortal world, the hope of the world's people, Fa disciples who help Master, and future Fa kings, end quote. Congratulatory message from The Essentials of Diligent Progress, Volume 3. Quote, Dafa disciples are now sentient beings only, sole hope for salvation. End quote. Righteous Thoughts from The Essentials of Diligent Progress, Volume 3. After the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, launched the persecution in 1999, personal cultivation became Fa rectification cultivation. As a particle in Dafa, I have been distributing materials, hanging up banners, putting up posters, making phone calls to clarify the truth, and talking to people face-to-face about Dafa. My phone was tapped when the persecution first began, and I was followed wherever I went. Although I had fear, after realizing that people had been deceived by the party's lies, I was eager to bring the truth about Dafa to them. I thus bicycled into small alleys on my way to work and home, where police cars could not follow me, and passed out flyers. This went on for a few years, and the police who were monitoring me never caught on. Master told us, quote, validate the Fa with rationality. Clarify the truth with wisdom. Spread the Fa and save people with mercy. End quote. Rationality from The Essentials for Further Advancement 2. Where do wisdom and compassion come from? They both come from the Fa. When I study the Fa well, my heart is filled with compassion. I feel that everyone on the street is part of my family, and I want everyone to cherish Dafa. When my heart is filled with compassion, most people will listen to me, agree with me, and believe me. They don't question what I have to say to them, but shake my hand and thank me. I can tell their appreciation is genuine from their hearts. Most of my day is spent clarifying the truth. I neither eat or drink because I am not hungry or thirsty. Master said, quote, cultivation depends on one's own efforts, while the transformation of Gong is done by one's master, end quote. John Falun. When other people thank me, I always tell them that it is Dafa that opened their mind to the truth. Thus, they should thank Dafa. I never feel that clarifying the truth is difficult. The key is letting go of oneself, which is also the key to letting go of fear. When we feel true compassion, people will sense it and will not reject us or report us. Clarifying the truth in the countryside. I was forced to leave my home in 2004 because of the persecution, but I continued to study the Fa, send forth righteous thoughts, clarify the truth about Dafa, distribute informational materials, and put up posters and banners. I then saw that many practitioners were clarifying the truth in this city, so I decided to visit villages in the countryside. Master must have seen my thoughts, because I soon met a male practitioner who had a motorcycle and who also wanted to pass out materials in the countryside. That practitioner worked in the daytime. His wife did not practice, and even though their financial situation was not very good, he would not let me pay for the gasoline. We went to the countryside twice a week after he got off work and returned no later than 10 p.m. There were no surveillance cameras in the countryside, but there were constant patrols. materials left outside the doors of homes were confiscated. To avoid this, we slipped the materials under the doors. We visited every alley in the villages, but the patrols appeared when they heard dogs barking. We escaped danger a couple of times. Escaping danger. One day, we had distributed all of our materials and were returning home. When we arrived at my apartment building, the fellow practitioner did not stop but proceeded to another building. He was about to tell me the reason for his action when a police car stopped behind us. He then turned the motorcycle around and sped away. We escaped danger as the police car could not turn fast enough. He told me that when we were approaching my building, he had a sudden thought. You should not stop here. Keep going. We both thanked Master for protecting us. We also experienced hardship during our trips to the countryside. Bugs bit us in the summer, and cold winds blew in the winter. Although we both experienced the coldness, neither of us felt pain. Not only did we go to all the villages in our county, but we also went to the neighboring counties. We often talked to people face to face, and many people in the countryside learned the truth of Dafa from us for many years. Recalling the Fa when facing danger. I am often bothered by human notions and do not always live by the Fa principles. However, when I run into danger, I am able to recall the Fa. At these moments, I can develop righteous thoughts, let go of myself, and negate the old forces' persecution. 12 practitioners from my area were arrested during the same month in the summer of 2007. They were all local contact persons from materials sites. Yet many of the practitioners did not leave their homes, not even for grocery shopping. I had often visited the practitioners, however, to inform them of the situation and ask them to send forth righteous thoughts for those who had been arrested. One practitioner told me, "Don't go visit practitioners so often. The police are looking everywhere for you." One of my relatives, who is a police officer, said that everyone on their list has been arrested except for you. Stay home, read the Fa, and send forth righteous thoughts. I knew that she was worried about my safety, but all the contact persons had been detained, and we had almost 20 boxes of materials to distribute. How could I hide at my home, reading the Fa and sending forth righteous thoughts? I needed to do what I was supposed to do. However, when a practitioner whom I had contacted every day was arrested, my human notions overpowered me, and I cried. So many practitioners were arrested, and I felt very lonely. Meanwhile, I felt the danger closing in on me. The thought that I would be arrested then appeared in my mind. I cried for 30 minutes and then wondered what was wrong with me. I am a Dafa practitioner. Master said, quote, "When disciples have ample righteous thoughts, Master has the power to turn back the tide." End quote. The Master-Disciple Bond from Hong Yin, Volume 2. I thought, the arrested practitioners are only gone temporarily. Shouldn't I fulfill their tasks? Isn't the purpose of the evil forces arresting practitioners to scare us off and interfere with the truth clarification? I almost fell into their trap. The moment I had this thought, I was able to send righteous thoughts. I no longer felt fearful, and the evil forces disappeared. I cleaned my face and went out to clarify the truth. Fearless in the face of danger. After one practitioner was released, she told me that the police had followed us for almost a year and knew everything about every one of us. They had 14 people on the list, and everyone but me had been caught. I was very diligent during that period. I let go of myself and clarified the truth every day on buses and in other public places. How can the evil forces touch a disciple who is walking on the path to divinity and being protected by Master? Another time, I went with another practitioner to a materials production site. I rode a bike and he followed on a motorcycle. We got stuck in a traffic jam, and I thought it would take a while for the jam to be resolved. So I took out some Dafa flyers and tried to hand one to a passerby. The other practitioner shouted to be careful. I looked around and saw a police car full of officers 3 or 4 feet from me. one of the officers was watching me. I sent a thought. Fellow practitioner, please keep away from me. Don't let them know that we are together. I then sent forth righteous thoughts without looking at the police. The traffic jam then cleared, and I took off, hoping the police would not follow me. I stopped in a remote area, with the other practitioner still behind me. I thanked him for alerting me about the police, but he said he had not seen the police car. He was just reminding me to pay attention. I then realized that Master was alarming me through the practitioner. Life given by Master and the Fa. The process of clarifying the truth and saving people is part of cultivation. I have run into all kinds of people, some who cursed and some who threatened to report me. But most people thanked me. At the beginning, I was upset about the curses, but it no longer moves me. No matter what other people say about me, I only listen to Master and do what I am supposed to do. This year, the communist officials began knocking on every practitioner's door and taking photos and videos of them. They also knocked on my door. The first time, I did not open the door, but they came again a week later at night. Instead of knocking, they tried to open the door with their tools. The door was locked from the inside, so they failed. They later tapped my phone and even searched my car without informing me. Some practitioners didn't dare to come to my place for Fa study. Some practitioners advised me not to leave Dafa materials in my home and to stop passing out materials in public. My life is given by Master and the Fa. Although I don't cultivate diligently enough and haven't done the three things well as I should, I still need to do what a Dafa practitioner is supposed to do. Neither the old forces nor the communists can stop me. They have nothing to do with me. I am taken care of by Master, so I just continue doing what I need to do with full belief in Master and the Fa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.